Well said, my noble Scott. You're speaking truth in this fine age when I've got flattery. Such attributions as the Douglas have, as not a soldier of this season stands to go so general current through the world. By God, I cannot flatter. I do defy the tongues of suitors, but a braver place in my heart, sir, hath no man than yourself.
No.
Nay, task me to my word. Approve me, Lord.
Thou art the king of honor. No man more potent breathes upon the ground, but I will be at him.
Do so, and 'tis well. What letters hast thou there? I can but thank you.
These letters come from your father.
Letters from him? Why comes he not himself?
He cannot come, my lord. He is grievous sick.
Sooth, how has he the leisure to be sick in such a jostling time? Who needs his power? Under whose government come they along?
Letters bear his mind, my lord, not I.
Pretty tell me, did he keep his bed?
He did, my lord. 4 days there I set forth. And at the time of my departure thence, he was much feared by his physicians.
What a state of time at first being whole, he by sickness had been visited. His health was never better worth than now.
Sick now. Droop now! This sickness of infects the very life, blood of our enterprise, this catching hither even to our camp. He writes me here that inward sickness. And that his friends could not by deputation so soon be drawn. Nor did he think it meet to lay so dangerous and dear a trust on any soul removed but on his own. Yet doth he give us bold advertisement that with our small conjunction we should on to see how fortune is disposed to us. For as he writes, there is no quailing now, because the king is suddenly possessed of all our purposes. What say you to that?
How the sickness is amended.
A perilous gash, a very limb, lopped off. And in faith it is not. I rather of his absence make this use. It lends a luster and more great opinion. A larger dare to our great enterprise than if the Earl were here. For men must think if we without his help can make a head to push against the kingdom, with his help we cannot turn it topsy-turvy down. Yet all goes well, yet all our joints are whole.
As heart can think, there's not a word spoke of in Scotland as this term of fear.
My cousin Vernon. Welcome, by my soul.
Gregor, my news be worth a welcome, Lord. The Earl of Westmoreland, 7,000 strong, is marching hitherwards with him Prince John.
No harm? What more?
And further, I've learned the king himself in person is set forth, or hitherwards intended speedily, with strong and mighty preparation.
He shall be welcome, too. Where is his son?
A nimble-footed madcap Prince of Wales.
And his comrades that dap the world aside and bid it pass.
All furnished, all in arms. All plumed like estridges, that with the wind baited, like eagles having lately bathed. Glittering in golden coats like images. As full of spirit as the month of May, and gorgeous as the sun at midsummer. Wanton as youthful goats, wild as young bulls. Saw young Harry with his beaver on, his cushions on his thighs, gallantly armed, rise from the ground like feathered Mercury, and vaulted with such ease into his seat, as if an angel dropped down from the clouds to turn and wind a fiery Pegasus, and witch the world with noble horsemanship.
March this praise doth nourish agues.
Let them come! They come like sacrifices in their trim.
Under the fire I've made a smoky wall, all hot and bleeding shall we offer them. The mailed Mars shall on his altar sit up to the ears in blood.
I am on fire to hear this rich reprisal is so nigh, and yet not ours. Come! Let me take my horse, who is to bear me like a thunderbolt against the bosom of the Prince of Wales. Harry to Harry shall, hot horse to horse, meet and ne'er part, till one drop down a corse. Oh, that Glendower will come!
There is more news. I learned in Worcester as I rode along, he cannot draw his power this 14 days.
The worst tidings I hear of yet.
By my faith, that bears a frosty sound.
What may the king's whole battle reach unto?
The 30,000?
40, let it be.
My father and Glendower, bring both away, the powers of us may serve so great a day.
Come, let us take a muster speedily.
Doomsday is near. Die all.
Die merrily.
Talk not of dying. I'm out of fear of death or death's hand.